Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
More than 30 years ago, the French government followed other EU nations in confiscating even the hunting rifles. First they banned the semi-auto, then they banned personal defense, then they banned everything. Here's some headlines today about it. Weapons amnesty begins for French owners of illegal arms, which is all guns. That was November of last year. Well, it's the last week this week. France launches week-long campaign to collect personal firearms. Last chance in the amnesty just ended. Well, right on time, one of the 5 million Islamics brought in to France in just the last decade. 90% of them are on welfare and never get a job. Giant areas are no-go zones. Well, Mr. Cool here went out and went to a park and stabbed 4 babies and 4 women. What a tough guy. Some are fighting for their lives. Stabbed them with a butcher knife. Remember the old Alex Jones song? I'm gonna stab your daughter at the mall. Ooh. I'm gonna stab your wife, your son. Ooh. And then the police chief says, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. You know, we got our special guest coming up. Can we get the version that Rob Dew added documents to prove everything I was saying? The Alex Jones does Bon Iver song. It had like 20 million views when they took it off YouTube. This somebody re-uploaded it. It's got like 10 million views last time I saw. It had like 300 million views on Spotify. They took that down. 300 million views. That's a platinum triple record right there. We're very proud of it. But I shouldn't make jokes about it. Here is a bunch of women howling and screaming. And no one even told them, hey, you're in a super high crime country. The Muslims literally feed on you like jackals on little field mice or something. Maybe you should have a butcher knife. Maybe you should have a club or something. No. You just scream and scream as he plunges the knife lovingly. And it was a Soros prosecutor like, here, he'll walk because we deserve it. We deserve it. We deserve the kiss of Islamic love. Here it is. Well, I take that knife away from him and shove it right up his throat. Nice guy. Just stab that woman. Hey, why are we showing the censored version? Let's show him stab the baby in the head. Guys, get the uncensored. We're not about to see what we're not supposed to see. That comes over, the baby carriage, he's a couple stabs in. But hey, they're white, he's brown. They deserve it. Imagine you wake up in the morning. I think I'll drive by the local jungle gym and stab some babies and toddlers. So, this is a very nice person. And then a man starts chasing him and he runs off. I wonder if a Soros prosecutor, because he's putting them in there too, will arrest that evil white man that tried to fight him with a book bag and then actually got the knife out of his hand and stopped him so he ran off. Man, they ought to arrest that guy with the backpack that fought the guy with the knife. What a freaking white supremacist. Did you see that KKK Grand Dragon attack that god? It was just trying to free France. But, I mean, the French are committing suicide. They love it. They love it. They love their Macron. Actually, they don't love it. But they had their guns taken away. It's actually very, very sad. But this is how the West is committing suicide. And this is where it's going. But his instinct is, these are non-Muslims, they got to die. Just like some towns in the UK have thousands of little kids, young as 8, kidnapped by Muslims in sex slavery, and the police won't do anything. In fact, in most cities, they're involved in it. Because the French roll over. If you roll over, the wolves get you. Stop acting like sheep. Become sheepdogs. Stop being soft targets. Fight back. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is Bon Vieira or Bon Iver. Potato, patata. Look at our special guest. This is, a 7-year-old music video. Hundreds of millions of views and listens. And it's been, they've tried to censor it, but it gets re-uploaded constantly. And then we're going to B-roll over our little Islamic friend running around stabbing women and children at a playground over it. Here it is.
I'm angry, I've had enough of these people. Little folks of Christian murderers gone now, and giant death factories keeping babies alive. They're selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these stones. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin. Screaming, we love Satan, we want to eat babies. I have them on video.
I still love babies, thank you. I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
We came, we saw, we died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman, number one, is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He says, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town in Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points. Well, he was on with us 2-3 months ago and predicted that the system would start staging more fake UFO invasions and attacks. There's a larger, deeper psyop to this. And now we'll get to it coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm going to get to the current stuff and some of the latest stuff and get to this. A big blue UFO crashes in Vegas. People see 8-10-foot aliens running around their backyard, and the police see it crash. I mean, this is psyop written all over it, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not saying aliens couldn't be real, couldn't be happening, but the ongoing psyop of an intel officer says that they've seen the bodies of the craft. He's the first intel officer to say it. Really, it's like 50 of them said this. And so what's the bigger implication here? What's really going on, and why are they hyping it up now? Dark Journalist is what he goes by, is an independent reporter and filmmaker from Cambridge, Mass., who coined the term dark journalism to introduce crucial ideas and areas of research and investigation that the mainstream media refuses to touch. And he has a weekly live video series that reaches hundreds of millions of people total. His documentary, X Project Aerospace Assassins, tells the story of a shadowy group inside the National Security State Defense Contractor Aerospacing Wing. DarkJournalist.com on YouTube, Dark Journalist. Okay, good to have you here. I want to try to give you the floor in the next 10 minutes or so to just lay out big picture what's happening. Then I want to drill into so many areas that are unfolding. And do you think I'm right that this is part of the rollout of the ongoing PSYOP, or is something different happening? Great to have you here with us.
Oh, it's great to be here, Alex. Thank you very much.
Where do you want to start?
I think that you're right on the right track. And it's interesting. I keep bringing the UFO threat aspect into campaign 2024. It has to be right at the forefront of those campaigns. So when you have Trump out there and you have Bobby Kennedy out there, these guys are deep in their family and their background with the UFO file. And that puts them on a very level playing field with the people that are giving them so much trouble. And it's the missing element in so much of this reporting when it comes to the presidential race. It has to be brought forward. This is a good time to do it because the system itself, this deeper state, I call them the X-Protect folks who are holding the UFO secret. This part, they're really playing for all the marbles right now.
So what you're saying is this could bring down the deep state. It was Kennedy set up NASA. And, of course, Trump's got family heavily involved in it and heavily involved in the Tesla technology, and Trump talks about SpaceX, and he talks about Space Force and suppressed information. They're really threatening the establishment with the fact that we've got a breakaway civilization that, if it gets caught, is going to pose as aliens. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's actually, there's so many good points in there, because crucial to this is that Trump, when he sits across the table from them, when he got involved in this, if you go back far enough in his history, you run into his uncle, John Trump, who was directly connected and was the mentor. He was mentored by Vannevar Bush, who controlled the UFO file. And Vannevar Bush controlled the UFO file for 3 decades. So, you know, John Trump, who Trump brings up over and over again when he gets into these, you know, informal settings and interviews and stuff, he'll just start talking about his uncle for some reason. And there's a key reason for that, which is he's deep on the UFO file. He doesn't talk openly and come out with it. He's always hinting around about it. When he created the Space Force, that was a clear attempt to pull that X technology, the hidden technology, back under executive branch control when it got lost right in that period of Eisenhower and Kennedy. And that's a major piece and a major problem that they have with Trump beyond America First and beyond his other issues, is that when he sits across the table from them, he's got Roy Cohn in his background. Well, Roy Cohn was part of Defense Intelligence Security Command, and Cohn has a big, deep aerospace footprint. So when we go back and we look at the forces behind Trump putting him in that position, the UFO file is a big key piece, but it's very rarely talked about.
Incredible information. Why do you think suddenly the whole corporate system is promoting aliens? I mean, I've never seen such a push. What's going on?
They started in earnest 5 years ago with the TTSA and the New York Times article. This whole piece, that's the UFO threat on steroids. They needed that part, and they needed it quickly. You know, I'm fond of saying when I do my show that if you thought the COVID op was something, just wait till they get to the UFO threat op, because that really gives them total power. And they have a number of things in place for continuity of government emergency control related to the UFO file. And the problem is that the field that covers UFOs is not very deep. They don't have any of the deep state knowledge around this, and that's a big problem. They think the CIA is going to give them disclosure. That's this latest whistleblower. He comes straight out of intelligence and NRO, which was an organization that was around for 30 years before anyone even knew it existed. That's how secret those guys are. That's the head start that they have. And Grush is the whistleblower's name, and he's come out and put things on the record, but he hasn't presented any evidence for anything. So when we get to this, we see this is another piece of this long-standing thing, and they rolled it out with Tom DeLonge and the To the Stars Academy thing. They thought, hey, you know, we'll put this kind of Bobo rock star as the face of it. That didn't work so well, so now they're trying a lot of other intel people. But if you look even one inch deep into these people, they're connected to the same group that's been pushing this over the last 5 years, and that's all intel.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Find children that can immediately psychically recognize all these communication patterns and languages, and it looks like it is for some type of alien technology. Is that what your research is finding?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly the area we should be looking in with this. And too often they're trying to push us into the, oh, there's, you know, there's an alien and it's a threat. And the whole thing about the development of Arrow, which is this office that Senator Gillibrand and Senator Rubio put together, that's all about having a UFO defense office, or UFO DOE, as I call it. And they got that attached to the National Defense Authorization Act for the first time last year. And this is an extraordinary thing. Because
and that's why they're hyping the aliens are going to attack us, when clearly it looks like drones, you know, advanced vehicles harassing our own people, probably our own government doing it. They're now actually getting money for the first time, not to fight other humans, but to fight aliens.
Right. And this is extraordinary, because when you're looking at this, you know, I call it the breakaways breaking back in, because they've been keeping this breakaway technology at least since the 1930s. So, you know, in my research, it goes further back, but I'll just deal with it on that clip. And that includes literally, you know, assassinating personalities, that is, taking these people down in the public eye and ruining the career of certain astronomers and other people. One of the guys who was the interface in the middle of this was J. Allen Hynek, who tried to bring out disclosure in the 1970s. Well, what's very interesting about him is, in private, when someone asked him what was the answer to the UFO file, he said it was in Rudolf Steiner's book, Theosophy. And so for me, you know, for someone on that deep level, who originally was in Blue Book, the public Blue Book, not CIA Blue Book, which was the real program, but he was in public Blue Book, and then he came out and said, you know, Blue Book was a sham, and I want to bring you the real thing and Close Encounters and all that. And he died there in the early 80s. But for him to track this back to a public mystery school and the work of Rudolf Steiner, for example, is extraordinary and gives us a much better idea of what the UFO file is really all about.
Well, if you look at Skull and Bones and all these groups, they're trying to contact interdimensional entities they call angels or off-world or not of this realm. So the elites do believe they're in contact with these things and getting divine inspiration. So it sounds insane to us, but they're really into it. Of course, Steiner believed that there were, you know, higher dimensions, connections with that, and all this going on. And you're saying these government UFO high-level people were basically saying that it's not so much off-world as it's interdimensional?
Yeah, exactly. And when you get into, well, if you look at Steiner's cosmology, anthroposophy, you're dealing with Ahrimanic forces. And when you look at what he says for the 21st century, he's really talking about a technological takeover, and he's talking about this astral force, Ahriman, that comes in. And Ahriman is a strange name for him to be using. It comes out of Persian mythology, but it's one of those names that's sort of vouchsafed back there. But his stuff became so predictive that, you know, we often hear about people and their predictions and things that don't come true. But this guy was writing, you know, in 1910, 1920, and he's looking out into the 21st century, and he's predicting the internet and all these other things. And the idea...
Yeah, spend a few minutes for people that don't know, because I read like one of his books and scanned some of his research and his architecture and things, but for people that don't know about Steiner, what a visionary he was, whether he was right or just theoretically a genius, he predicted the modern world. Tell people about some of the things Steiner developed.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. Oh, Steiner's an Austrian mystic, and you know, he definitely was a genius and a scholar in that period, and he was part of Theosophy, which was a rollout of these mystery techniques. It included things like psychic development back in the 19th century. You know, it created a lot of the spiritualism craze. But he broke away from that because he thought it was getting too Eastern. And he thought, oh, this is a period for the Western initiators. This is the deeper mystery school aspects. And the idea was that there was basically a war inside those secret societies and mystery schools in the 19th century. Many of them didn't want to bring out a lot of these secrets involving our history and true history, Atlantis, and things of this nature, because they were used to keeping secrets. But the other group was looking at it and saying, in a decade, we won't recognize humanity if we don't do this because of this scientific materialism. And he drew that in his cosmology into Ahriman, which is that force and spirit he predicted for the 21st century would be coming through the technology. And that would be the great challenge for humanity. But this is someone who developed biodynamic farming, for example. He developed the Waldorf schools for early childhood education and Eurythmy, which is a movement theater, you know, that goes all around the globe with these performances. And right in the middle of that, Rudolf Steiner is somebody who, you know, those schools, one of the first things that happened during the vaccine craze is those schools were heavily attacked because those people who were familiar with Steiner's concepts knew that he had predicted things about a vaccine that would remove someone's spiritual connection and that this would be a great challenge in the 21st century. There are quotes of him saying that that are kind of rifling around the internet, but in fact, it's true.
No, I've read the particular book where he said that 100 years ago. So looking at this, with this Ahriman thing that he says coming through the machines, the ghost of the machine, in other religious cosmology or in Jungian archetypes, is this like a Mordor figure, or is it an evil figure, or what is it?
It is. It's the embodiment. It's the Mephistopheles character. It's the true devil in that sense. And he said he's tied up in the earthly evolution in anthroposophy. That's the way he describes it. But the idea is that it's a challenge for humanity to take this on at this particular time. And what Steiner was saying was this force was trying to develop something he called the eighth sphere. And the eighth sphere is basically a virtual reality zone. You know, when I see what they're doing with Meta and, you know, the metaverse and all that, I can see it. You project yourself into this world, and then basically you become the puppet of that thing. And it's like the Matrix. I mean, so many of those things, from Twin Peaks to the Matrix to all these things, they all borrowed from Steiner, but they never mentioned him. And he had so many of these concepts deep there. But it's a warning. I could say that he spent basically about 40 years developing this. And, you know, he was in Germany. He was in Austria. The Nazis tried to run him out. They burnt down his Goethe on him, and they saw him as a competitor on the esoteric side because their whole movement was wrapped up deeply as well with this. And, you know, they were deep in the occult on their own end. But Ahriman is interesting in this, which is that Steiner decided at a certain point to tune into it, and that sculpture you were just showing there is something that he sculpted himself about this force. And he said that when he tuned into it, he felt heavy, like he was in concrete. And then he realized that this force, this Ahrimanic force, was trying to make humanity into a gigantic deep freeze. This is where we get the nuclear piece. This is where they get the technology piece. It's pure mineral consciousness. And
it's synthetic. It's just silicon anti-carbon.
Exactly. When you get into AI and so many of the transhumanist aspects, that's pure Ahriman. I mean, Steiner was a century ahead of his time.
Sure, he psychically saw the future imprint of the silicon alien takeover.
Exactly. And there's an interesting crisscross there with what we call alien also, because he does say that there's something trying to interfere with our life wave.
Carl, well, stay there. Let's explain this, because here's the deal, folks. We're all looking for little green men in tin cans falling out of the sky. No, this is beyond. This is all dimensions. It's a force that wants us to build our own destruction. That's what a real adversary does. It doesn't show up like we think of and line up like a Revolutionary War and shoot each other with muskets and little green men with laser beams zapping us. That's not how it works. It's a spiritual seduction. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I've been on air 29 years, and one of the biggest criticisms I ever got from listeners was, we cover UFOs less than mainstream media. And if you're, quote, a conspiracy show, why haven't you covered it? And it's because I've been studying it and looking at it for so long and realizing that most of it is advanced government and corporate technology, and then also knowing that the different esoteric schools, different mystery schools, And it goes right back to all the ancient texts, the Middle East and, you know, Asia, was that we are visited by these off-world creatures, and they have manipulated the development of humans. And the creatures even say they work for something that they say is God. So you got the cosmology of Christianity with the angels, the fallen angels. But if I couldn't get people to admit there were COG martial law plans when that was legislation, or that vaccines are having cancer viruses added to it when that's in the mainline documents, why should I get into all this? But now, as I've said the last 6-7 years, as they get ready to really go with this alien takeover invasion idea to really unify the planet under their control, now is the time to talk about it. But they don't make jokes about this around the billionaires and the elites. They know it's very real, but they say, we're going to be God. We're in a race to merge the machines. We're making new creatures. We're making silicon and synthetic DNA. So while we're thinking about the Hollywood image of the little gray men, the little flying saucer from Hollywood, and always intelligence officers saying, oh, yeah, little gray men, little flying saucers, that blinds you to the fact that they're making new synthetic life forms. They're merging animals and humans. They're saying we're creating a new AI life form. Yuval Harari, I played the clip yesterday, said we're going to make AI gods soon that'll rule you. So that's the issue, and I see this all as a diversion. You're a polite guy, but you're also a really smart dark journalist, darkjournalist.com. Just get into big picture in the time we have left and cover the waterfront for us, what you think's really going on, what you think's about to happen.
Well, that's great. I appreciate it. I what's happening really is the UFO threat is on overdrive, and there's a program back there, and I'm glad that you've talked about continuity of government all these years, because it's a crucial piece with this, because they've looked at different areas where they can seize those emergency powers through continuity of government. And the COG program is something that I got into in college because of Professor Scott's work. And Professor Scott was onto this before anybody. He was writing about it. And, you know, there we have someone really from the left coast. So this is not a left or right issue. This is something everyone needs to know about. And he realized there were tremendous resources pouring into this program, and no one knew anything about it. And this is a program that came out directly of the Truman and Eisenhower administrations to create massive underground bunkers in the event of a nuclear attack. But later, they started to develop their own communications network. And the idea was generally a good one at first, which is you're going to survive a nuclear war with the Russians, just in case you'll need a secondary government. Well, over time, they morphed that and changed the wording to say nuclear emergency to any emergency. And Dick Cheney was heavily involved with that planning, along with Donald Rumsfeld, North, and that whole gang, in the 80s. And what that group did is they went to Reagan with a scientist named Norm Berggren. And Berggren said, I'm looking at gigantic craft in the rings of Saturn. And he wrote later a book called Ringmakers of Saturn. And this guy was a NASA scientist. And this apparently scared Reagan, who knew all about the UFO file. And there was a famous story about him hosting Steven Spielberg at the White House. And when they played E.T., when they turned the movie off, he said, everyone in this room knows that that's actually an autobiography story. It's the real thing. It's not fiction. And, you know, Spielberg went over to him and shook his hand and said, thank you for admitting that. And, you know, so they had this other 80s piece. And we know Reagan talked extensively about the world joining against an alien threat. Mikhail Gorbachev came out and talked about this with Charlie Rose before Rose went down in his big sex scandal. And he's sitting there in this room in New York, and he says, you know, actually, Reagan took me aside in Reykjavik and said, will you help us fight the aliens, you know, and will you help us in this alien invasion? And he said he was absolutely serious when he said it. Now, this is one of the reasons why they like to keep these leaders away from each other, because when they get together without State Department interference, they'll talk about the UFO file, and that is the biggest secret inside the U.S. government, far beyond the nuclear secrets. And, you know, the type of technology that they have in relation to the UFO file surpasses that. And as a matter of fact, I've heard them talk in their own documents saying that the torsion physics around the UFO file make the nuclear program look like a firecracker. So when we think of it that way, we have to really understand the level of secrecy that they're keeping it on, but also the intense advantage that they have as a ruling structure. So the UFO file is the biggest secret that they have, and what they need to do is find a way, after having developed this breakaway group, this breakaway technology, to break it back in, because they have the advantage of the technology, they want to profit from it, they want to consolidate, and they don't want the entire culture to freak out while they're doing that, realizing that they're operating on a totally different level than the public, and that the public's been footing the bill not only for that, but for an entirely secret space infrastructure. This is what we've been dealing with.
Okay, can we just go? I'm going to skip this break, too, because it's too important. Can we go back? Because I remember reading about that later, with a top NASA official with these superpowered telescopes seeing giant craft in the rings of Saturn. And then I've talked to NASA officials, but it's come out even on Discovery Channel. It's real. The Apollo missions, them being followed by craft. Now the Russian, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Indian probes go to the moon. Something blows them up. Is that the U.S. doing it or something else? But even if it's the U.S. now, who was there following the Apollo program every time?
Exactly. And this is the nature of the problem when you go back into that era. If you look at a number of these missions, they all get thwarted. And, you know, missions to Mars, when we send out these rovers and things, they get completely thrown off course. So somebody else is operating in the space. That's crucial, number one. They understood that during the development of the moon programs. They were tipped off about that by the paperclip Nazi scientists who've been studying it for a long time and were way ahead on that Nazi rocket program. So by the time you get to NASA, basically one of the big ideas is we need to go up there and we need to see who else is operating up there. And we need to be able to maintain the secrecy around that. Because if you find yourself going to the moon or Mars and you find ruins there extensively, well, it blows away, you know, everything that you've been saying about there are no off-world civilizations. So there's a big problem in relation to NASA. It's the ultimate secret keeper. And, you know, they developed it and they got people involved. One of the guys who was involved directly with NASA was Lloyd Berkner. And he was somebody who headed up the Robertson panel, which is the UFO study in 1952. So the NASA UFO crisscross is huge. And there's a weird little historical footnote about Berkner as well, which is the person that Kennedy was going to see when he was, you know, about to get assassinated in Dallas, the person at the trademark that he was going to hand the White House flag to was Lloyd Berkner, and they were going to make a statement together. So that's just very unusual. When you think of Berkner, you know, he was one of these guys inside the Robertson panel, the early UFO development and the early UFO secrecy. And I think what you're looking at there is we have an entirely different history on one hand. One, two, an entirely different technology. And that technology secures an advantage in science, in medicine, you know, in space travel. And the idea that we haven't gone back to the moon in 50 years, you know, proves that out. And suddenly they're like, hey, we're going back to the moon. Well, what have you been doing for 50 years?
Well, let's raise this point. Then I see them discrediting things and putting out their own disinfo movements. Like, nobody censors the flat earthers, and I actually see that being pushed to where they go, oh, no, nothing you've been told is real, even though I can look at a telescope, my own personal telescope, see the moons of Saturn, see it turning, you see things are spheres, that's what it is. But then people discredit the whole system. They say, no, it must all be a lie. And I really see the system pushing an anti-science understanding and really dumbing the public down so they have no understanding of what's happening to them.
Exactly. And the flat earth is the best example of that. That's pure psyop brought to you by the intelligence agencies. And, you know, no one with a brain believes.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Object that came in from interstellar space. That was an AI probe, and they're sending all these probes out into the world, and their ships are already
and
here.
And say that again. A few years ago, that big giant probe-looking rock that they said didn't look like it was naturally occurring. What's the name of that again? We'll pull that up.
Oumuamua. Yes.
Yeah, the Oumuamua space object. Guys, pull that up. And let's expand on that. We have a ranch in East Texas, family property. We used to go there all the time. I lived in Dallas growing up. We still go there sometimes. But I remember being about 7 years old, driving in my dad's truck. We've been down to the ranch to see his family and, shoot some guns and stuff. And it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. We're on I-45 driving to Dallas. And my dad goes, look at that. And there were three stealth fighters that they didn't bring out for like 20-something years, but with camouflage. But like Navy camouflage, like light blue and gray. And I still remember, like, and then they hit their afterburners, and they were only like 500 feet. And I goes, look at those secret aircraft. And I remember just seeing them go, it was only like 10 seconds. And we're driving to the car, wow. And we see them. But the point is, that's a UFO. Never seen that craft, don't know what it is. Somebody else saw it, but think it was an alien. But I remember all the years later when they finally rolled out the stealth fighter, I guess at the first Gulf War, I went, oh, I saw those when I was a kid. So again, so much of it is that.
There's no question. And what's amazing is they've had this footage. A TV group there was a whole TV crew in Australia in 1979 that filmed a UFO over an airport, coming into the airport, and they filmed it for 3 hours. So, you know, the idea that the CIA rolled out UFOs in 2017 and that, oh, hey, we have UAP, you know, which is their made-up Intel name for UFOs, and that they can kind of recreate this thing and give it a whole different trajectory in history instead of admitting to the fact that they've hid this, these occurrences and this technology for 80 years. And part of that is they don't want us to know that there's something up there that, you know, they're not in complete control of. And they want to give us their version of it, which is the UFO threat part. And there's no question that these craft, when they occur, certainly demonstrate abilities far beyond anything that we have.
Sure, but let's get back to that object a few years ago that came through the solar system that, I mean, obviously was by the way, that's exactly what I saw when I was a kid. I mean, for TV viewers, but it had different camouflage paint on it. I mean, what's the best thinking in on what that giant object was?
Well, it was interesting because Oumuamua, when it came in, it's unusual in the history for us to have anything that big sort of roaming around the solar system and coming in. And there were all the speculations, and Harvard physicists and scientists were coming forward saying, oh, that's an AI, and it's giving us the advantage, you know, the ability to develop our AI to talk to it. And but there was something very unusual about the appearance of this thing. It almost seemed engineered, and the stories that came out afterwards. So there's this whole idea now deep inside Harvard that we can communicate with this, and there are pieces of what it left behind. And they actually have funded programs going to look for what Oumuamua left behind on the planet and deposit it into oceans. And it's interesting because there's a gigantic ocean and river signature associated with UFOs. Even if you go back into some of the best cases like Betty Hill and that whole case in New Hampshire, she said that there were, for months after her sighting, all of these UFOs that were coming out of the river there, and that the people in New Hampshire were lining up along the river watching these things come out of the water, and it became almost like, you know, a block party of people watching the UFO activity. So there's definitely something heavy duty that's operating there. The question is identifying the stuff that they're projecting on the government side, the false CIA disclosure versus the real thing. And that's crucial in this period because they're trying to build, you know, the whole street legend is Bluebeam. This is the thing that they've been trying to build up because it gives them absolutely indisputable emergency power.
Well, it gives them so many angles. They can attack us and say it's aliens. If a satellite with nuclear weapons blows up, they say it's aliens. They've already pre-programmed us that aliens are imminent. So it's almost like a new god cosmology they control. But then, as you said, Reagan was worried about these huge craft that NASA was scanning out in space, and now this object you talked about comes through. I'm no physicist, but physicists agreed that isn't getting formed in an asteroid belt. I mean, that looks exactly what physicists predicted, that aliens that were really going over large masses would be inside giant asteroids for protection, that they would be aerodynamic, basically, in those spaces of vacuum. And then, indeed, that's what this thing cruising through our solar system looks like it's doing. I mean, this is bizarre. And the Hale-Bopp cult killed themselves believing there was something behind comets. But I've talked to amateur astronomers and others and people that actually work at the McDonnell Douglas one, and they say, no, they routinely see big stuff following and inside comets. Do you have any intel on that?
That is really fascinating. Well, they have so much that they've been tracking. For example, SpaceX has tremendous amounts of UFO video that they've been tracking from their position. They have all the agreements of governments with satellites and everything else that they can track. Starlink is completely set up there. I wouldn't be surprised if half of Starlink isn't set up just to track UFOs.
It's a cover story for communications, but it's the Earth Defense Network.
Exactly. And they tried this once before. This was the first satellites that we set up. They said, oh, we're going to keep an eye on the Soviet Union. But everyone else noticed that on the back end, they could look out into the universe. So they were tracking what was coming in as well as looking down on the ground.
Let me tell you a story. This is 6 years ago. Trump's in office about a year. And I'm going to leave it at this, but I'm talking to people high up with Elon Musk who were in the White House meetings with Trump, and Trump green. And I was asked, why are you telling me this? Because, I mean, this is like dangerous. They said, no, we've chosen you to let you say this. And, I mean, this is like I'm going to leave it at this, okay? And I said, so I'm allowed to say this. And it was just disinfo, and they go, well, Well, you decide, but this meeting happened, and these are good sources. So Trump greenlit some giant secret project on the dark side of the moon, so obviously people can't see it, and satellites and telescopes can't see it. Just like, what was the Brad Pitt movie came out a few years ago, where they go to the dark side of the moon, there's a big launch base to Mars and beyond there. That's where you want to build it, because it has, you know, it's protected from the sun, solar radiation, all that. But you want to build it just right over the edge. They said, no, that's actually there. And that reportedly Elon Musk already had a test going, but he got greenlit for giant 3D printers and a whole new base. He says he wants to launch the dark side, so it's not a secret. But I was told that he's in running a secret space program, you know, as basically Space Force, and that the base is already set up, and that he was getting funding for part two of it on the dark side of the moon. And again, people think that sounds crazy. Buzz Aldrin told me 2 years before the Indians found water with a probe that would be announced in 1 year they were going to crash a probe, they would find water. He told me 15 years before it hit the news that they'd actually sent astronauts to the moon of Mars, and that there's an obelisk there that 2001's based on and all this other stuff. And then years later, that came out. Now, maybe he was giving me part of the disinfo op is coming out later, or maybe it's true, but I mean, Buzz Aldrin said all that on my show and more in private. So the point is, a lot of weirdness is going on. So what do you make of that?
Oh, that's absolutely fascinating, and I'm glad you put Musk right in the center of it, because this is a guy who, you know, they've made the new Howard Hughes and everything else, and but with SpaceX, this is his crucial role, in my opinion, which is the ability to set up and cash in on that space infrastructure. Now, it's a little-known thing that some of those early SpaceX trials and things all come out of a program called OTROG, which was in the 1980s, and they were sending off rockets in the Congo. They called it an Area 51 in the Congo. And the people who were associated with that originally were the leftovers of the paperclip group that came in and ran NASA. And one of the people in that whole group was Kurt Davis, who was one of the people who helped us get to the moon. And, you know, his signature was that he got all the UFO file reports from NASA. So there's a direct link from NASA, the UFO file, through OTROG into SpaceX, which, you know, makes the whole Musk thing, we have to get much deeper with that. And he has to really, you know, when he's talking about aliens and blowing it off, that's ridiculous. You know, that's because he's not allowed to talk about certain things. But we're looking at a number of different things, because if you look also, there's a group called AUTEC, which operates off of Bimini, and that's AUTEC, and they're the underwater Area 51. They also...
You got to come back soon to talk about all that, because this is all exactly underwater, 77% of the Earth. That's huge right there.
Yes, exactly. Well, there's more sightings there off Bimini than there is anywhere else in that whole area.
Well, that's what William Cooper said, but you nailed it. People ask me, who is Elon Musk? He's Howard Hughes 2.0. For those that don't know, he was a total CIA front. So they repeat the same thing where they have this boy genius type who's their guy, and it's not the government, it's this genius. But why did they choose Elon Musk? Do 5 more minutes with us, then Jay Dyer is going to take over. I'm going to ask him to continue a little bit. He always is well prepared. I'm sure he's got a whole other topic to cover. But, man, this is just wild, folks. The point is, we were never in Kansas. We're not in Kansas. We're on a planet in the middle of space. Fantastical stuff's all around us, and they don't want us thinking about it. Take one of the moons of Saturn. It's the Death Star. It's where Lucas got the idea for it, and it's literally looks like the Death Star. I mean, it's just all of this. They're telling you something. We'll be right back with Hour number 4, stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.